Establishing fitness goals is a great way to boost your well-being. Today, we are going to talk about how to kickstart your wellness, simple fitness goals for the new year. So grab your smoothie or cup of tea and join the conversation. Let's go. Hey there. So we are back with another episode of Conversations with Hikini podcast. So we are going to discuss how you can go ahead and kickstart your wellness with these simple fitness goals for the new year. We have three to share. And as always, choose one that you want to work on first, and then you can get that one going and then tackle the other ones. So these are three must-have goals, simple steps to kickstart before the new year. So, number one, you want to make sure that you have a goal that's going to improve your endurance. So with that, you can make sure that you're able to measure your cardio fitness with activities like walking or jogging or even cycling. So say, for instance, if you have a gym membership, you could get involved with a cycling class. That's one way just to get like a starting point to be able to implement something that's going to improve your endurance. With that, you want to make sure that you are always setting a doable goal. Now, you don't want to just go in there and then start at the max level. You want to make sure that you decide where you are in your fitness level, your fitness journey, and just take that little step. And then you can increase over time. Now, the aim overall, you can do your own research with this, is to make sure that you get 150 minutes of moderate to intensity exercises per week. That's the recommended amount per the studies. You could always look that up. You want to make sure that you mix it up with things that you enjoy. So whatever that may be, like I mentioned, I gave you the ideas of walking or jogging or cycling, you decide on that. But you want to make sure that you are putting something into place. Some people call that cardiovascular fitness. Whatever that fitness may be that can improve your endurance, all right? So that's one goal that you can actually try to implement before the new year. And let's change that. Let's not say try, let's say do. Because there's going to be something, even if it's not that you want to start on at first, there's something else. One of the three to start on before the new year. Number two is strength training, building those muscles, right? So you can just try to identify what muscle groups that you're using, what muscle groups you want to build, like push-ups, squats. And let me tell you, I know some people kind of shy away from the actual weights. There's different types of weights you can use. Traditional weights, you can use kettlebells. You can use your body weight. Things like Strong Nation, a HIIT workout, things that's going to use the entire body like push-ups and squats, agility training, things like that. You could add that to your rhythm as well. Again, making that schedule, you decide, okay, so I have if you start with your cardiovascular exercises and then you add your strength training. Okay, so what muscle groups do I want to tackle? How many times a day do I actually want to work on these things? You can try 2 days to start a week and you can decide your focus on your legs, your back, your chest, your arms, your core. So you need to plan those things out. That way you won't be waking up and say, oh, what am I supposed to do today? But you actually know if this is your strength training day, you know which parts of your body that you're going to work on. And you're going to continually gradually increase your resistance or your intensity at a slower rate. So if you want to add weights later, you can start by just lifting your body weight, which that's a great way to start anyways. gradually, if you want to add weights, you can then add weights, then add more reps, or just tweaking those body weight exercises. And you want to make sure you keep it fun. So let me give you an example. So with Strong Nation, I actually teach it's a HIIT workout with a twist. So it's body weight movement, cardio, muscle conditioning, plyometrics, all synced with music. And so with that, there are three levels that we low, base, and we have max. So with the low, those are those that are not used to getting, you know, exercising regularly. You got the base, it's kind of like that mid-level. Then the max are for those that are used to going to the gym or exercising. And so you can modify the moves. So with my class, usually I'll start with low to base level. And then as they, you know, get the routines, as I see that they're progressing, I'll add in those max routines. That way it challenges themselves. I'm tweaking that body weight exercise and I'm gradually making progressions so it can jumpstart and really catapult their fitness journey. So that's just a great example. If you're interested in a Strong Nation class, I'll leave a link in the show notes if you want to find out more on how you can join. If you would like a virtual class, let me know that as well. All right. So let's recap. We've talked about a cardiovascular fitness goal of improving your endurance. We've talked about strength training goals, building that muscle strength. Okay. And then number three is flexibility, enhancing your range of motion. Okay. Now, this can be something where you include this in your warm-up, doing some flexibility exercises. You can do some regular stretch routines, like holding different moves for a few seconds. If you like yoga or Pilates, you can add those for flexibility, balance, and core strength. Also, foam rollers, releasing that tension with a foam roller to improve your flexibility. And so always do your research with this as well, because you want to make sure you're doing things that's going to add, like, it's going to be safe for your body, listening to your body, making sure you don't overdo it. One great thing, circle mobility, that's adding that flexibility and mobility. Those are some exercises that you can incorporate that can be part of your routine. And I'll tell you, with Strong Nation, we do have some flexibility and mobility exercises incorporated within the routines. So you're challenging yourself, stretching your body out, holding different moves, and then releasing, relaxing. And so I'll include Strong Nation and also circle mobility information in my show notes on the website, howtoliveintime.com. I'll have that link in the show notes. That way you can go and visit some more information and learn more about that, because these are things that you should be adding overall, that add that flexibility and that mobility element, because that's going to help you be able to build the muscles that you want to build and also increase your endurance. Because how can you increase your endurance or build those muscles if you're in pain, if you don't have a great range of motion? So all of these are needed. So wherever you are in your journey, you decide what you want to add first. Start adding that first, because if you have never exercised before or you've been sedentary for a while, you want to start small, add something. You may want to do some basic stretching just to get your body, just warm your body up, whatever you want to do with that. And so pick something, start, and then you can start adding other things lightly. And so if you need some extra support, I do offer personal coaching through Strong Nation, where it can take you step by step in making sure we have something personalized for you to actually be able to reach those goals and kickstart what you need before the new year. So let me know, You can send a reply on my website when I post this actual podcast episode. You want to leave a comment, anything that you need. I'm here to support you on your journey, making sure that you're able to get started with those wellness goals and making sure that you're making the most of your wellness journey and prioritizing your health and well-being, creating those healthy habits so you can be able to create the life you want and deserve. All right. Until next time, nutrition is more than what you eat and the weight that you carry. Talk to you soon.